Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Chinese and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korea, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙，加雕刻精油的庙宇。
中部地区有一系列的美景。闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林，南部是本岛出名的文化中心，甲今日同款保存着足侪早期移民当初来到这的传统。
2007年初，青海武雄书回应了咱世界会会员定制的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多10000名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年的旧年新年。
在这个吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国事和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员何鸿燊·阿尔瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对游乐难民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛邀请您到底聆听青海牧上师的开始。主题是幸福无一定爱苦修。1992年5月11日，讲伫福尔摩沙西澳。
Everyone's okay?
I design and make build it. Good, huh? You remember how it looked before?
Yeah.
This time it looked like a palace. You have never seen stone lamp before, huh?
No.
Brick lamps even, even never. Because if I don't make this lamp, this look too monotone. Mm. So when the lamp is up, it looks different. It breaks the boredom, you see? It looks different. Without a lamp, it looks different. It looks too flat, monotone, huh? to play, yeah. Then we take it out. If it's broken, we'll take it down and change it and fix it again and again. You need to take the whole lamp out, change the light, put it back on. Yeah, the trick is you don't know it. When you see that, you don't know how it's made, huh? It's difficult because of the corner. The architecture corner is very difficult to grasp. But here we make everything very simple, very fast. Sometimes we can do it. If it's newly done, then we make it perfect. But before that, other people did it, so I cannot interfere. Also, I have no time. But when I do things myself, of course, then I arrange it the way we want. So this we have done all by ourselves, including the pavilion upstairs, also done by us. So, you like it, huh? Yeah, it's also kind of artistic. Yeah. But you have to put it in a proper place. I designed this lamp specially only for this. You see the shape? Yeah, the shape and the color. Yeah. But you can put up this in front of your gate, like a brick gate or brick stone or brick wall. Or the other design for stone wall. It's okay. But not otherwise. Not otherwise. If you put it in your living room, where you have your electronic organs, then it doesn't match. Electronic computer and all that. You see, we have so many lamps already. Yeah. Already newly designed. Just make it to see whether it looks good. And also to just to balance my life instead of only work and only heaven and no earth, you know. So I have to balance with the artwork too. And also all kind of, you know, artwork. to remain in this world, even though I have a lot of work to do, but I do it so fast that I still have some time. Like the lamps I design, it's not as expensive as you buy outside. And even if you want to buy it, to have the money to buy, you cannot buy this kind of lamp outside. Mostly they made it by manufacturing machine and manufacturing. It's so rough and so clumsy, you know, so big. It doesn't look fine. So like the clothes, if you know how to design it yourself and cut yourself and then you sew it by the machine or by hand yourself, it's so cheap. Cheaper than you buy a pair of jeans. And more beautiful, more elegant. And I discovered that this life is so topsy-turvy, you know, so contradictory. The time you go and choose your clothes and try it on in the shop is even more than the time you stay at home and design your own clothes. If you buy ready-made clothes, you have to try it on. And all that. I don't mean you all have to design your own clothes and go through the trouble if you don't want to. Yeah, your life is different. It's okay. Whatever it is okay. But what I mean is that truly, truly, we live a very unthinking life. Yeah, an organized life. For example, for the last few days, you saw me with beautiful clothes, magnificent. It doesn't cost as much as your pair of jeans. Yeah. The material costs a little less. Only the design, and the models, the money they pay for the model, for advertisement, and for the middleman, and for the tax, and for everything else that made up the price of your clothes. Therefore, you see, I'm just talking about the paradox of life, not that you have to do the way I do. No, you can go and learn it. And the time you learn, you spend it also later, save you the time for shopping and save a lot of money. You can try to do it. Even, yes, Yes, yes. Even if you want to wear ordinary clothes, also you can learn to make ordinary clothes and save a lot of money later. And time. Men also, same thing. Then get a woman who can who can design clothes for you. What I mean is, really, we don't have to spend a lot of money to live a very beautiful life and to wear beautiful, nice things. Actually, we don't have to be ugly. Yes. Cheer up yourselves. Just now, one woman, she talked to me, our disciple. She has two beautiful children and a lovely husband. Her husband is even a movie star, earned a lot of money. Beautiful and talented and very good person. Even then, her life is miserable. She doesn't look happy, you understand? And her spirit's not happy. But now after she become initiated and she feel better and better, and yesterday she feel very good. Yeah, since here. I guess the spirit of the whole atmosphere also offer her some relief, potential. That's why I make myself up and I wear beautiful clothes. Just to show you an example. You don't have to be miserable and ugly to become a Buddha. And I make your life difficult. Your life have a lot of pressure, a lot of problems, a lot of questions. And if you don't cheer yourself up and don't live up to your own happy spirit, it's your own fault. Nobody else you can blame, right? And do not fear. Do not fear anything. Do not fear other people, what they say to you. As long as you're happy and you don't harm anybody else by being happy, it's okay. If you try to make yourself beautiful in order to snatch the husbands of the next door, then it's bad. It's bad. But if you try to be beautiful because of your husband, because you keep a happy family, because to keep your own dignity, to keep up your cheerful spirit, and also for people to look at you, feel happy, then it's okay. It's a kind of practice, it's a kind of charity, kind of duty. So see what's your motive, not what you do. Two people do the same thing, motive different, outcome different. So look into yourself, see what you want and what you do. Whether it's harmful for anybody, then stop it. If it's not, and it's even helpful to other people and your family, then do it. And don't fear anybody else say anything. Don't fear whether you look different from other people, whether other people like you that way or not like you that way. Understand what I mean? We cannot please everybody. Yes, yes. So just be yourself, do what you feel like, as long as it doesn't hurt people intentionally, then it's fine. I have to make an example for you to break your fear. A fear of being too beautiful, too bright, or anything like that. Why? Just be natural. Be yourself. Do what you like. And meditate. The last one is important. Everything come up to that point. Not just play around and don't meditate. This woman, she was not happy. Why? She said to me, because since she was young, she was the eldest in the family, she always had to work hard, take care of the whole family, for the parents, helping the parents. And then just when she grow up, and then get married, you know what it's like outside. Hurry up to get married before nobody wants you. And don't give her your time to have a break. Or to enjoy a little bit of life. Just too serious, you know. Jump from one job after another. From one family to the next. From one responsibility to the next. No wonder she's unhappy. From the standpoint of the view of the world, she's the most lucky, right? She has such a good looking husband, a famous husband, and two beautiful children, have house, family, money, everything. But she's not happy. Why? She's too serious. Trying to keep things too much. Yeah. Because it's too good, she cannot let go. Okay, fine. But if you have to fight too much for one thing, then it's no fun anymore, right? You have to enjoy it. If just fight for it to keep it and cannot enjoy, then what is the point, right? Too tired. Yeah, just like even though you say this place is beautiful, paradise, yeah. Sometimes we're working so hard, and me myself, I'm working so hard day and night. I have no time to even look at the shade of the trees or to sit next to the river. And I stop and think, oh, this is not good. Today we make campfire. Yeah, and I broke up everything and just make a campfire in order to balance out the life. Otherwise, we cannot go on. Otherwise, we go on miserably. A Buddha who is miserable is a miserable Buddha. Right? Why? What's the point of being a miserable Buddha? I'd rather be a happy, ordinary person. You see what I mean? I have told the Hong Kong people today the reason why we could keep up good service to the disciples. It's just because I try not to be too serious and give people time to breathe a break. I'm very strict, but then I'm also very relaxed. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be also too tired. Too tired to keep up with the high standard that I set. Understand? And no time for breaking. Always have to be serious. Meditate. 2.5 hours. Not less 1 minute. Everybody's so tired to keep up with it. You understand? And your life is already too tired. If you have nothing to do, if everybody serves you, and you have plenty of money and everything at your door, then it's okay. But you have to fight every day for living already. And if you meet a master, also you have to fight. You fight to keep up the standard that the master set for you. To be Buddha, must be Buddha tomorrow. Then I think everybody break up. There was one Indian master. He never can mix with you. Not very easy to get along with people. But one day, there was a queen who invited him, together with many other Indian masters, because Indian people, they respect saints, practitioners very much. So she invited him, along with other saints. Normally he would not accept it, but because that day, some of the disciples say, this queen, she is very, very sincere, and so on, so on, so on. She's very good, very virtuous, so he came. So the queen, of course, offered a big banquet for the people to eat. And everybody came and take their seat and eat orderly, except that saint. He put everything up in it and she kept mixing together. And mix them all together. And the queen was kind of upset, you know. She says she have a lot of delicacy of different tastes. So people to taste one by one in order to know the value of the food. Because some of the food are very expensive and difficult to find. And only maybe a person can only probably be able to eat it once in a lifetime. No more. Yeah. So from far away places and that. And then he put them all, break them all together and mix them all together. Like he doesn't appreciate her taste, you know, and her sincerity of offering the best food in the world. So she was very upset. You know what it's like when a queen upset? She looked like this.
Similar to that, at least, you know. You can see a lot of UFO flying around. Unidentified object. Because when it broke, you cannot identify it anymore. You don't know what kind of object that is. Yes. So the subordinates saw the queen look so upset, so they look at him, tell the saint to go out. But the disciples running after the saint and call him back. But the queen did not care and said, you must have recommended the wrong person. What kind of saint is that? Don't even know the taste of the food. Don't even know the value I put on the food. You know how much money it costs for that? and so on and so on, yeah. And the disciples say, you don't know. It's very highly evolved soul in always is in very high state of consciousness. If he doesn't do something like this, he would never be able to remain on the table and mix with us, these ignorant and low-level people. Therefore, he has to do something to keep his mind, his mind fixed on that place, just occupied with some stupid things. The queen was so sorry then, but it's too late, too late. Call him back, he never come back again. Not even better food. He wouldn't even eat it. He just makes him up, mess around like this. So I heard that sometimes in order to keep yourself in this world, you have to, you know, flow with the societies. Yeah, sometimes like that. Yeah?
感谢你收看今日的《师徒之间》节目，拜时将要播出第二集。即马请继续观赏无上师电视台《动物世界》，咱的出品，焦点新闻了后马上为你播出。愿你伫上天慈爱怀抱中永远快乐。
Thanks for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples. We will continue with Part 2 on Thursday.Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. We wish you eternal happiness in Heaven's loving embrace.